This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In our last visit, we considered the importance of all Christians, especially leaders in the church, following Jesus' example in being love-driven in their lives and ministry. Now, as we continue our study of John 13, let's look at the second point in the outline we develop. Jesus was knowledge-directed, and so should we be if we want our lives to count for God. What do I mean by being knowledge-directed? Paul put it this way in his letter to the Philippians 1:9-10. "And this is my prayer, that your love may abound more and more in knowledge and depth of insight, so that you may be able to discern what is best and may be pure and blameless until the day of Christ." Jesus clearly lived his life that way. Listen to John 13:1. Jesus knew that the time had come. The time for what? For his mission to be fulfilled, for his disciples to experience the full extent of his love. He was like the sons of Issachar, who understood the times and knew what should be done. And if we want to fulfill what God has called us to do and be, we need to understand the times we live in and strategically plan what needs to be done and when. Secondly, in John 13:3, it says that Jesus knew that the Father had put all things under his power and that he had come from God and was returning to God. He knew who he was and what he was called to do by his heavenly Father. It is important to know who we are if we're going to fulfill our mission and not be sidetracked by what others might think of us or what we are doing. More on this in our next visit.